relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
What do you do with somebody who says just the Charlie's Angels music? He uses the qualifier just. Yeah, I agree. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I know you didn't mean it, Shad. I know you didn't mean it. This is the Salem Radio Network, and we are delighted. Why are we using the Charlie's Angels music? Because she's tough, she's a woman, and she's a warrior for the truth, just like those lovely ladies, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com, Jennifer Horn. Welcome back.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you say you're wearing green, I don't believe it. Your Skype is switched off, therefore how can I know?
I am wearing green, and I have a large shamrock. This is the one day a year that I can wear this shirt. And so, doggone it, I am wearing it. And can I ask you a really important question?
Of course.
What's Irish and stays outside all night long?
Joe Biden when he's lost the keys to the White House.
Close. Patio furniture.
what do you do now? I mean, what do you do on a national radio show
after
that?
You know why leprechauns are such good gardeners? They have green thumbs.
Okay.
Do you know
can
why?
You stop? Can you just right now, whoever is in the studio in Los Angeles, stop her. Stop her. Okay. Last one. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you know why? Oh, let's see. Oh, what does it mean if you find a four-leaf clover?
You're lucky.
You have too much time on your hands.
Okay. Enough of that. I'm going to play a real joke, a funny joke.
Hey, what? Why shouldn't you iron a four-leaf clover?
Have you been at the Bailey's?
You might press your luck. Sorry.
Have you been at the Jamesons? Have you been at the Jamesons a little early? I mean, what time is it in California?
That's it.
It's what time? It's 2 p.m. in California.
Yeah, there's no green beer flowing here. No, but come on. I've got a million of them. I used them all this morning. I mean, these are all recycled jokes. I apologize.
And they haven't improved.
No,
they have
still
not
terrible.
Improved.
They're dad jokes.
Like, they're like
jokes.
Milk that's 2 weeks old. They have not improved. Okay, let's go to a funny joke. Something that really is very amusing, or maybe from a psych ward. Eric Placut.
The top 10 proponents, the people that are behind this, are members of the Three Percenters, the right-wing militia group, the Proud Boys, supported the insurrection, are folks that quite literally, enthusiastically support QAnon conspiracies. And so that's the origin here.
That is the governor of California, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gruesome Gavin Newsom, who just stated that the 2 million signatures of people who want to recall him from his office, it's QAnon and the Proud Boys. I didn't know you had 2 million Proud Boys in California, Jennifer.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't even know who the Proud Boys were until the presidential debate last summer. But apparently, they're all signing this recall.
They're all in California.
You want to talk about jokes. Gavin Newsom is a big joke. And that's because it seems like this week, like he just had this awakening. Like the recall has been going on for months because they were granted an extension because of COVID-19. So this has been going on for months. And it was Monday of this week when Gavin Newsom was just alerted to the fact that this recall is going places. Today marks the last day for signature collection. So the Recall Gavin 2020 people will turn in all their signatures today. They believe they have 2.1 million signatures.
Wow.
1.8 million they believe are already verified. And they only needed 1.4, just under 1.5 million to get this on the ballot. And so Gavin this week, somebody elbowed him and said, yeah, you've got a problem. And so what does he do? He turns to page two, you know, licks his finger, turns to page two of the Democrats' handbook. And when someone comes against you, when you have an opponent, what do? You call them a racist.
You
so
slid
he said,
them. Right.
Yeah, he said they're conspiracy theorists, they're QAnon supporters, they're racist, they're, oh, they like to chip migrants when they come across the border.
What does chip migrants even mean?
Who organized the Recall Gavin 2020 movement want to put microchips into immigrants. I mean,
That's not normal for a grown adult to say lunatic things like that.
Well, what kind of racist would want to remove the world's whitest man from elected office? I mean, how does that make any sense?
That's pretty good. Along with Justin Trudeau, he is probably the whitest man in this hemisphere's politics.
I mean, Gavin, yeah, he's up there with Justin Trudeau. But this, you know what I mean. I mean, why would a group of racists go after Gavin Newsom? Wouldn't they go after somebody with a different skin color if they're such awful racist? I mean, give me a break. He's scared. He knows he's got to fight this recall. And so he's trying to say that this is just a Republican Trumper effort. But here's the truth. The numbers from L.A. County have come in, and at least what they've collected so far, 52% of the signers in L.A. County, Seb, are Democrats. They are not Republicans. They are not Proud Boys. They are not Oath Keepers. They are Democrats.
Democrats who like QAnon, right?
That's right. And who are racist and want to chip migrants, of course. And probably like New Coke instead of Classic Coke.
Is that a reliable source?
Yeah, it came from the grassroots organizers. I know these people that have organized this whole campaign.
But that means this thing has got legs, Jennifer.
No, it absolutely does. And there is a new poll that was released. Our local independent TV station in Los Angeles is KTLA. And so they got together and polled California and asked if they would vote for a recall of Gavin Newsom. Now, the numbers initially look good for Newsom, but if you dig down into the poll, check this out. So they said the question was, and they interviewed Republicans, Democrats, just people at random, over 1,000 people. And they said, would you vote to recall Gavin Newsom? 38% said they would. 42% said they would vote to keep him in office. 18% were undecided. That's the good news for Gavin Newsom. It gets worse. If they were asked whether or not they would vote for him because he's up for re-election next year, 58% said no, they think it's time for a change. So if you're Gavin Newsom and you see that maybe people aren't quite on board with the recall, you know that even if they're going to vote for the recall or not, they're not going to vote for you next year. 58% is where he is underwater. And this is someone who rode around like Governor Cuomo with about a 70% approval rating for the first year in office. So he's got some issues. He's got to build back his image.
Why did it take? I mean, how long did it take to gather 2 million signatures, Jen?
I think they've been collecting signatures. I think the effort first started in May. There was a pause on it because of the pandemic.
So 10 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
just about 10 months.
And it takes till last week for him to say something and then blame QAnon and the Proud Boys. I'm just curious, why does it take him 10 months? Is he too busy eating foie gras in the French Laundry? What is it?
You know, I don't know if he just didn't think it was going to be serious, if they were going to be able to throw out a lot of signatures. The great thing about this effort is that typically when you collect signatures, you have to get all of those signatures verified. Well, this group had organizers who went through and pre-verified the signatures. So Newsom knows now at the end of the business today, there's already enough approved signatures that will qualify this to go to a recall. Now, there's a trick up the sleeve of Democrats, and I've heard a lot of rumors about this. And if you're in California, be careful. If people start to ask you to sign a petition in about 30 days regarding Gavin Newsom, do not do it, because there is a 30-day period that will start next month that will allow people to change their mind, to rescind their signature.
Oh, my gosh, sneaky.
And so they're going to try to go out there and collect signatures to get people to change their mind. But I don't think 30 days is going to be enough to try to change the minds of 200,000 or 300,000 people.
Only in California could you have a petition function that allows you to change your mind after you've already signed it.
It's very okay. California. It's like a frozen yogurt topping. Oh, no, I didn't want the granola.
Yeah, I'll come back in a month and I'll change it to Jimmy's, which is racist, by the way. Did you know that Jimmy's are now racist?
The sprinkles? Why?
You didn't know that?
No.
Because, don't ask me. You have to be deranged. You have to have TDS. But the word Jimmy's is now racist, according to some California ice cream maker. Lord.
Well, I guess if Dr. Seuss is, we might as well make Jimmy's racist.
So what happens if it goes on the ballot and he loses, he can run again, can't he?
He could run again, but here's how it will appear. So the timing they play out, the organizers figure that this will probably be in the hands of voters by the end of the summer or early fall. And the first question will be, do you vote to recall Gavin Newsom or not? Yes or no? And then there will be a list of candidates to replace him. So if you vote yes to recall, you can pick a candidate.
Okay.
And he will not be on that list. So you can recall him and he's gone. He'd have to run again if that's what he wants to do.
So it's a recall and an election in one.
That's right. And there are already a lot of people who are throwing their hat into the ring, Republicans particularly, and they're doing what Republicans unfortunately do in California, and that is that 125 of them are going to run for one office. They're going to split the vote, going to be a mess. There has been a straw poll that was done.
No.
No? Okay.
No. No. Shh. There's a thing called, what do we call it? Teasing.
Teasing.
You're the radio star, not me.
Do another leprechaun joke for you or anything?
No more jokes. No more jokes. We had five already.
I'll zip it.
Thank you. But we're going to talk about who could be a Republican who could win in California and replace Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gruesome Newsom. Somebody who I know and somebody who I worked with who Jennifer thinks could actually do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. May not be a lasso of truth, but what special powers do my new slippers provide those who wear them? I don't know, but I'm about to find out because my order is in. Yes, indeed, the latest product, more than 100 US-made products on his website. They're trying to crush him and destroy Mike. 25 companies are boycotting his products, but you can buy them directly with massive discounts. Go to MyPillow.com. Send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left. Order directly. Use my name and Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. Or call 800-829-8468. The latest product. I put my order in. They better be there when I get home. Sheepskin slippers with the MyPillow foam inside. Oh, yes. My Gallagher has his. I'm so jelly. And he says wearing them is a religious experience. Get yours today. Regular, slip-on, or moccasin. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for all of Mike's amazing products. We are back. Hey, Jennifer.
Yes?
Would you like some sheepskin slippers with a MyPillow lining?
I was praying that you would ask.
All right, that's my chat-up line to my radio host buddy, Jennifer Horn. We can make that happen. I need size, color, and address, but not on it.
10 and pink, unless they have glitter.
Okay, 10 and pink. Moccasin or slip-on?
Oh, I'm going to have to check the website. Probably the slip-on, but I'll let you know. How about that?
All right, you text me after the show. Okay, we've waited long enough. We kept them on tenterhooks. 112 people are running from the Republican side for governor in California. Who's going to win it?
I think if we can get Rick Grenell to jump in, that would be the saving grace for Republicans. Former ambassador to Germany and former director of national intelligence. This would be the guy. Rick Grenell lives in Palm Springs. He has been an outspoken critic of Gavin Newsom. He is all for full transparency.
He's making noises about running, isn't he?
I know. I have heard from some pretty credible sources that once this is all official and that once we know that this recall is really going to happen, which I mean, I don't see any way that it won't. We will hear from Rick Grenell that he'll jump in. I've also heard it's very possible that President Trump might jump in and help rally for him in the state of California.
For Rick?
But yeah.
Of course he will.
If Rick announces,
the president is going to rally, is going to campaign for him. That goes without saying.
Now, there was a straw poll. Now, this is, again, just about 100 people at a recall rally. And they just asked those people who would they support if, based on the people we've been tossing around, the names that have been tossed around so far. Now, Rick Grenell came in first, followed by, in second place, undecided. So whoever might jump in. Third place was Major Williams. He ran for mayor of Pasadena. Major Williams, he's a great guy. He does have some name recognition stuff. He's been running for governor since he lost the run for mayor in Pasadena. But he is a really nice guy, a great guy, and he's really dedicated. So good luck to Major
Williams.
In
California, you got to have a celebrity, no?
There's got to be one, but so far we don't have anybody throwing their hat in the ring. Mayor Faulkner, who was the mayor of San Diego, was in fourth place, followed by Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, who is absolutely fantastic. He sued Gavin Newsom along with the St. Gallagher. The two of them sued and got a judge to rule in their favor, saying that Gavin Newsom used his power in an unconstitutional manner.
The emergency powers. Yeah.
That he did overreach. So Kevin Kiley's on that list. I don't think he's going to run, but he might toy with the idea. And someone also who is not a candidate, Mike Grover, John Cox, is also in there. He ran against Gavin Newsom back in 2018. So we'll see what the field looks like. I think what's more telling and more interesting than which Republicans will jump in is whether or not strong Democrat candidates will jump in.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, we know that the DNC is scared about losing Gavin Newsom. So if you see a good quality candidate that's a Democrat jump in this race, I'd say it's lights out for Newsom.
Wow, that is super, super exciting. And we'll get all the updates every week from Jennifer. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. Before we go to the most disturbing story from your state, Republicans running in California, what's the secret now?
What's the secret?
Yeah. I mean, we discussed this in the break. What happens to those who distance themselves from America First?
Oh, yeah. So you have a lot of candidates, congressional candidates primarily, that's who I'm talking about, that have struggled with whether or not to embrace the America First policies of President Trump. And every Republican that I have seen that has decided to distance themselves ultimately ended up losing. It is more effective to embrace, even in California, to embrace the policies of President Trump and deliver on the promises as President Trump did. This is what we should be learning from him. It's also to not be shamed out of the spotlight. The first thing that Democrats do, or they try to shame you away. That's what Gavin Newsom is doing this week. He's trying to call everybody that might vote for the recall a racist. That's what his attempt is. He's trying to shame you out of voting to hold him accountable. And so Republicans who take on the style of President Trump have been much more effective, have won office. Mike Garcia is one congressman in Simi Valley. Young Kim is another one in Orange County who didn't say, look, I am Donald Trump. Of course, they're not. But they endorse the policies that worked for the president. And I think that's what Republicans in California have to do. There's no room for cushy Republicans anymore. We need to be a Republican Party that is built on MAGA principles. And the sooner people realize that, the more successful our party will be.
We're almost out of time, but beyond shaming people, there's this California Law Enforcement Accountability Reform Act being introduced by Assemblyman Ash Kalra. Why is this a very disturbing act, Jennifer?
This assembly bill would mandate a background check for all officers who they say have exchanged racist and homophobic messages. Now, here's the thing. On the surface, that might sound great, kind of like the Equality Act on the national scale. Sounds great on the surface. But when you dig in, you find out, well, who, or you ask the question, who's the arbiter of what is racist
and what's homophobic? Right.
Because there is a platform of the California Republican Party that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, if you think that that's right and your religion dictates that that's right, if you speak to support that, is that homophobic speech? And will you no longer be allowed to be a police officer in the state of California if you're a Catholic, if you're a Christian, if you are someone who believes that traditional marriage is the right way to go? This is so dangerous. It is such a slippery slope. It's happening at the national level with the Equality Act, where they say, oh, this is just protecting all Americans. Well, that's great. But if someone wants to speak out in dissent, that shouldn't cost them their life. We cannot ensure protection for everyone and take away at the same time people's right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, which is what the Equality Act is doing on a national scale, and it's what the CLEAR Act is doing in California. This is a direct hit at people who are religious and who want to practice their faith, and they want to maybe post about it on Facebook. These background checks are a scary, scary, slippery slope.
Yeah. You know who they're going to use it against. They want to target Christians, and they want to make it. So if you're a brave Christian, and a just simply outspoken Christian who believes in the truth of the Bible, in the revealed word, then you don't get to be a police officer. You could be hounded from service. We need a new elite in California, starting with the governor. In the meantime, she's the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. Next, Judicial Watch, the one and only Tom Fitton. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
And the America First family is growing by leaps and bounds. Our latest affiliate, it's WJTK, The Jet, Lake City, Florida, 96.5. Greetings, guys. Welcome aboard. We're so excited to have you join us. And a special shout-out for Fred. Hi, Fred. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. It's been far too long, but they're back. It's Judicial Watch, the incredible organization that's doing more work than all the other think tanks on the question of corruption combined. And we have with us none other than the president of this superb organization, Tom Fitton. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, good to be with you, and I appreciate the good word.
You are breaking news, breaking stories every single day. I've just got three printouts in front of me. Let's start with the one that perhaps is in the news cycle the most, given the recent troubles that Cuomo is having in New York. Tell us what Judicial Watch has taken with regards to COVID and nursing home policies in the United States.
Well, there are more than one, just New York, that had those requirements that nursing homes and other facilities take in COVID-positive patients. Pennsylvania was one of those states as well. So we sued, we went to the federal government to say, what were you hearing from these states about these nursing home COVID policies? So we sued the Department of Health and Human Services for records about New York's and Pennsylvania's nursing home policies and procedures during the COVID pandemic. And of course, we got the runaround. We asked back in December for the records, and we haven't gotten anything. And so we've had to sue. So it's not just Cuomo refusing and hiding documents. It's now the Biden administration here, again, under the Trump administration. But the Biden administration is sitting on who knows what, and that's why we're in court now.
And what is your expectation? Why did you begin this case? What is the thing that you are suspicious of?
Well, that records are being withheld. The bureaucracy in the HHS, my guess is the records are going to reflect that they were being obstructed, and will further educate the public about Pennsylvania's and New York's games about hiding the ball as to how their policies were having these devastating and deadly impacts. You know, you've got not only Cuomo, but Rachel Levine, who is the former, I guess she's former still now, the Pennsylvania Department of Health official, who's up for a top position in the Biden administration. And she infamously reportedly, you know, removed a family member from one of these care facilities that were devastated by the rules that placed the lives of others who weren't removed at risk.
And you've also, in relation to COVID, you've put in a FOIA demand concerning HHS and big tech. What was the motivation for that? What are you suspicious of happening there?
Well, you know, we do FOIAs, but it's the lawsuits that drive me crazy, in the sense that we ask for basic information and we got to go to court. And that's telling that we have to go to court for the time of day. And in this case, we want to know CDC was working with big tech to suppress critics and those who raise questions, including doctors, about the COVID-19 response. I know I've been locked out of Twitter over a COVID tweet, and previously have been sanctioned by Twitter over a COVID tweet. And I want to know, is our federal government and deep state bureaucracies at the CDC, were they coordinating with big tech? And big tech has essentially admitted they're doing it. So we want to know what was going on.
Big tech have admitted what? That they're censoring people on COVID, or have they admitted that they're working hand in glove with HHS?
They've admitted that they're working hand in glove with government agencies, and it's not clear who. Actually, it is clear it is who, WHO. But we want to know what other agencies have been working with to suppress critics of the COVID responses, and people who just ask questions about it. I mean, you can't even ask questions about it. I mean, if you tweet about preventative treatments, if you tweet about the efficacy of social distancing, the efficacy of masks, you have questions about the vaccines, you have questions about the origins, all of that is subject to being censored.
Yeah.
So not only have people been censored, but it obviously chills the speech of everyone else who knows if they go there, they could lose access to these free speech platforms that are, well, they're not free speech platforms anymore, but platforms which to me ought to be about free speech.
Yeah, absolutely disturbing, but at least we have Tom Fitterman and his colleagues at Judicial Watch pushing back. Follow him at Tom Fitton on Twitter, and please support this organization today, judicialwatch.org, because they're fighting for you and fighting for the truth. We'll be back with Tom in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you have a cell phone and you are a subscriber of one of the big cell phone companies, stop it. They are the problem. At the end of the month, when you pay your bill, they make donations to anti-First Amendment organizations, anti-Second Amendment organizations, and even Planned Parenthood. Join the good guys, the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service. It's Patriot Mobile. And you can keep your number. Their team can transfer the number. They have an amazing 4G LTE, dependable nationwide network. Use my name and get big discounts. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys. 972 Patriot. That's 972-728-7468. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Can I ask you a favor? Can I enlist you in something? There's a crisis, all right. when it comes to immigration, but you can help. This massive, massive crisis along our southern border sees a swarming of illegal immigrants across checkpoints, people who want asylum in the United States. Most of them, whether they're unaccompanied minors or adults with children, are driven, in fact, to America by economic desperation and hunger throughout Central America. But we can help stem the tide. We can help to keep them where they are in their home countries. Just listen to Angel Aloma, Executive Vice President of the amazing organization Food for the Poor.
We are all children of God, and I have lived in four countries. I have never seen anything even close to the philanthropic tradition in this country. I mean, as long as people hear of it, it doesn't matter where it is, whether local or foreign, their hearts are touched and they give. It is truly a Christian response, and it's beautiful to see it.
That's who we are. We're Americans. We are the most charitable nation on God's earth. And children shouldn't suffer anyway. You can make a difference. They feed a million hungry mouths every single day in over a dozen countries. Make a difference. Save a life. Go to sebgorka.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner. You can make a donation in any amount, but $37 will feed one of these children. Just a one-time payment of $37 will feed a young girl or boy for 6 months. Make a difference. Be a modern missionary. It is one of the most blessed things you can do. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click the Food for the banner at the very top. We are back with the president of the superlative organization Judicial Watch. His name is Tom Fitton. Follow him now on Twitter. Can't keep up with the flurry of activity you are initiating. This is one of the most gruesome. Tom, just give us the outline of this latest case relating to HHS and to body parts of unborn children.
Yeah, I mean, SDA and NIH were contracting out and purchasing body parts from a company called Advanced Biosciences Resources, who were getting the body parts, it looks like, from Planned Parenthood for human mice and other activities. And, you know, they're talking about getting organs, sinuses, livers. According to the court, ABR sold second trimester livers and thymi for hundreds of dollars apiece, the same for brains, eyes, and lungs. After tacking on fees for services like shipping and cleaning, ABR could collect over $2,000 in a single fetus it purchased from Planned Parenthood for $60. The federal government's participated in this potentially illicit trade for years, and they didn't want to give us all the documents. The court ordered them to turn over the documents they were withholding from us, specifically more information on the prices they were paying. And secondly, some more details about where what labs were involved. And the court said he didn't have to get to the legality of it, but obviously he had concerns about it. I've been doing this work for 23 years. This is the worst material I've ever had to review.
So explain to us what the federal government, through this cutout in California, Advanced Biosciences Resources, is using the fetal organs, the organs of unborn babies harvested at Planned Parenthood, to create humanized mice. What does that even mean, Tom?
Well, they wanted mice with, I guess, human attributes in order to do whatever testing they wanted it to.
And HHS didn't want to give you the documents, and now a judge has sided with you guys?
Yeah, they were withholding some of the details on the pricing, and the entities also involved in this in the private sector. And the court said, no, you got to turn it over more or less. But when you see credit card receipts and invoices for organs, it shocks your conscience. And when you see a document that says that one of the requirements were to acquire fresh and never frozen tissue, you wonder what world we're living in.
So what does this mean now? You've won this settlement or this order. How much time? What is the deadline that the feds have to provide you with the documents, Tom?
I mean, typically months, assuming they don't appeal it or otherwise fight us. What's really interesting, I shouldn't say what's really interesting. Now, the Trump administration stopped this process.
The
Trump administration stopped this game that was going on.
So the purchasing.
The left wanted to use the pretext of COVID to start it up again. And now the big question is, under the Biden administration, A, are they going to pursue a serious criminal investigation of this? And we know how that's going to go. B, are they going to start up this program again?
I have to ask you, because you are fighting these legal fights every single day. What has happened to the judicial core in America? Do we have, this is great news that you've shared with us now, but do we have many brave judges left wearing those black robes?
Yes, we do have many brave judges left, but not on some key issues. Just remember, you're often dealing with government lawyers, certainly on FOIA matters, both on the bench and off the bench. A lot of the lawyers on the bench who are judges used to be government lawyers. So, they tend to be, and especially in Washington, D.C., it's a company town. So when the government comes in and says, they want forever and a day to turn over documents, there are many the judges will often let them do so. But the biggest problem isn't the judges. The biggest problem is the Justice Department. It was the locus of evil on terms of policy under Biden, under Trump. There was a complete failure by Sessions and then Barr to kind of reform their legal approach to transparency and corruption and all the other issues we care about, that kind of cut to the quick as to, what the swamp does. And now it's frankly, the Biden administration. The worst thing that can happen with the Biden administration is they'll continue what the Trump administration did in terms of Justice Department, in terms of obstructing requests for information.
It
was that bad under Trump.
It's not going to get better now.
The same thing, we'll be complaining.
Yeah, I'm not fighting in the front lines like you are, but as a former deputy to the president, I was convinced very early on that the most corrupt department in the U.S. government was the Department of Justice. We've been talking to Tom Fitton. Support his incredible organization today. They are fighting for all Americans and for the truth. JudicialWatch.org. Please join them and support them today. Thank you, Tom. Keep us updated on all the horrible things that you find. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Those are words you should get to say. Find out today if this amazing product could work for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Order the 3-week quick starter pack now for just $19.95. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
It truly, truly is shocking. It really is. Our government, you get used to mediocrity and corruption and being incapable of firing people who are useless oxygen thieves as bureaucrats. But to hear a government body that has the word health in its title, that they're buying on the open market the organs, the fresh organs, it's vomitous, the fresh organs of unborn children from the embryo harvesters, the butchers at Planned Parenthood, who are running it through some middleman cut off like a drug dealer, so the Department of Health and Human Services can can buy body parts for some experimentation? They're doing that with whose money? They're doing that with our money, with your money. Is there an issue more important than that? Everybody has something they really care about. But is there something more foul, more perverse, something that we should stop faster than that story from Tom Fitton? Of course you should do what I tell you when it comes to supporting that organization. Judicial Watch are truly warriors for the truth, and that's why Tom and his chief investigator, Chris Farrell, a regular guest, the door is always open to them here at America First. Please, just support them. If you can, support them. We only bring you worthy causes here. We won't waste your time. We'll bring you causes that matter and make a difference. But then there's your role. What are you doing about it? When somebody talks about abortion or a friend of yours has a Planned Parenthood bumper sticker on their car, do you swallow your tongue? Do you say, oh, let me keep my head down. I've known them, for instance, high school, or it's somebody I work with. Because if you do, you're wrong. And you're not standing up for the most vulnerable. Please make a commitment today to speak the truth always. Not to hurt people, but to help people and to help America and help those who cannot defend themselves. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now, more than ever, stay frosty.